This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today we're speaking with Ora Nadrich, a pioneering mindfulness expert, international keynote speaker and coach, and the founder and president of the Institute for Transformational Thinking, a sought-after expert in the fields of mindfulness, transformational thinking, and self-discovery. Her newest book is Mindfulness and Mysticism, Connecting Present Moment Awareness with Higher States of Consciousness. And Ora, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much for having me.
Hey, you're welcome, Ora, and thanks for your time as well. So a great place to start, I'm sure listeners would get to know you better by the response to this question. What are some of the things that inspire you in this life?
Waking up every day and making it a new beginning. And that's really the basis of mindfulness. It's the essence of really being grateful for being another day alive and being in the present moment.
Yeah, for sure on that. And tell us, what ignites your creativity, something that is so important as well?
You know, what ignites my creativity is really just connecting to my authentic self, meaning that I am really aligned with my true essence, my purpose, and what I can do creatively. Do you know that I can express myself and really be present for that? So that really inspires me. I feel much more creative when I'm really connecting to what my purpose is.
Yeah, I certainly understand where you're coming from there. Now, what does the book mean to you, Mindfulness and Mysticism, and why do you think it's needed in today's world?
You know, I wrote Mindfulness and Mysticism because I really wanted to take mindfulness to a whole new level, and one that I really hadn't seen done before. Do you know, I've written books on mindfulness, I've taught mindfulness, I blog on mindfulness, I do workshops on mindfulness, and I love it, do you know? But there's so many new things you can learn about mindfulness, and the reason why I coupled it with mysticism, because I wanted to demystify mysticism in the 21st century. You know, most people don't really even know what mysticism means. They think that it's something that's unreachable, that it's esoteric and even metaphysical, and that isn't necessarily true. I view mysticism as an experience of being at one with whatever something spiritual means to you, and I don't necessarily put that in a religious context. I put it in a spiritual context in my book. So that means being present with what feels most spiritual or divine to you. And that could be God, it could be unity consciousness, it could be source, whatever that is for you that's personal. You don't even have to give it a label or a name, but what it really means is connecting to a spiritual experience. And I will add to that, one of my favorite quotes is that of philosopher Pierre Teilhard de Chardin, and he said, "We are spiritual beings having a human experience." So I think mindfulness and mysticism really takes the reader into understanding how they can access their spiritual experience even more.
Now, speaking of mindfulness, if you would, give us three mindfulness tips inspired from the book.
I would say the first one is waking up each morning and really acknowledging that you're in the present. You know, not rushing to the next moment, but really honoring and respecting and appreciating the moment that you're in right now. Two is that you can practice that at any given moment in your life. You don't have to be a seasoned meditator. You can just basically say to yourself, I want to show up in this moment fully present, and I'm going to do everything I can to give this moment what it deserves. And three, it's the understanding that what we give to a moment, what we, you know, show up in the moment as, who we are in that moment, really gives us so much more back because we are meeting the moment fully present.
Today we are joined by Ora Nadrich, a pioneer mindfulness expert, international keynote speaker and coach, and the founder and president of the Institute for Transformational Thinking. Her newest book is Mindfulness and Mysticism, Connecting Present Moment Awareness with Higher States of Consciousness. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, tell us, what is the why behind the book, and what is it about that this book, or excuse me, what is it about the book that you feel will make a difference in people's lives?
The why behind the book really is that when we are more present, we're more aware. And when we're more aware, we're more conscious, which really makes us more conscious human beings, you know, rather than being so rushed and distracted and always in search of something outside of ourselves, we really connect to something deeper within ourselves, which gives our life more meaning. I do think it's really important, especially the times that we're in right now, because there's so much going on. We're so inundated with so many distractions and concerns and worry, especially what's happened in the last 2 years, which is unprecedented. So I feel that the book really will help people connect to what's important and what matters, and that by acknowledging our conscious awareness, we're not going to be so quick to allow ourselves to always be so distracted or allow ourselves to get caught up in the, you know, overstimulation of our devices. You know, they are increasing exponentially in distraction and new apps and all sorts of things that are going to make us even more tied into our devices. So mindfulness teaches us how to be more conscious human beings, and I think we can certainly use that in today's world.
Now, here's a question for you. How do you recommend that people not lose sight of consciousness?
I think that the way in which not to lose sight of consciousness is to become more aware, to become more awake, if you will. Do you know? To be a more conscious human being means that you're really fully present and you're aware not only of yourself, which means your acts, your deeds, your behavior, etc., is that you become more aware of yourself, you become more aware of others, and you become more aware of the environment of which you are in, and then the world. And so you become somebody who participates in life in a much more conscious, aware way.
Or again, thanks for joining us here today. One last question for you before we conclude. Can you explain the dance between light and the dark?
Well, you know, I do believe that there are, you know, energies that exist in the world, on the planet, in life in general. You know, Carl Jung spoke of the shadow aspect of ourselves, meaning what are the parts of ourselves that we don't really like or even love or would just wish would go away? And we can't do that. We must acknowledge all the parts of ourselves, the lighter aspects of ourselves and the darker aspects of ourselves. If we don't acknowledge them, we'll project them out into the world and we'll project them onto others. And that's what creates a lot of the dissent in the world. That's what creates a lot of the hatred, a lot of racism. We project what we're not comfortable with out into the world. And what that does is it creates an energy. And that energy can either be of the light or it can be a darker energy. And we can call it what we will. We can say it's a dark energy, a light energy, a good energy, an evil energy. And it's our job to decide, what do we want to participate in? How do we show up every day? Are we a light bearer? Are we somebody that's emanating light and we're really wanting to make a difference in the world? As, you know, Gandhi said, be the change you wish to see in the world. That's a choice that we have. We can either be guided by the light or we can allow the darker aspects of ourselves to lead the way. And unfortunately, that is not following the path of light.
Again, listeners, Aura's book is titled Mindfulness and Mysticism, Connecting Present Moment Awareness with Higher States of Consciousness. Tell our listeners, Aura, if you would, where listeners can connect with you and get more information, not only on yourself, but on your book, Mindfulness and Mysticism.
They can go to my website, auranadrich.com. It's full of everything there. You know, I post things regularly. And to order my book, they can certainly do that on Amazon.
And that is certainly easy enough. And we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Aura, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
And thank you. We've been speaking with Aura Nadrich, a pioneering mindfulness expert, international keynote speaker and coach, and the founder and president of the Institute for Transformational Thinking. Again, her newest book is Mindfulness and Mysticism, Connecting Present Moment Awareness with Higher States of Consciousness. And for all the details, visit auranadrich.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. mindfulnessexpert.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.